Good Friday morning. Brady Bowman with you here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN. And we are here with, as you know, Riley County Police Department Director Brad Schoen. Good morning.
Good morning. I don't know what he was talking about, all that stuff. Listen, if you don't ride your bicycle when it's windy, it's just wind.
It is just wind.
It's just wind.
You can get through wind.
Yeah.
I don't ride my bicycle when it's not windy.
Well,
that's my problem.
Yeah, come out sometime. Buy yourself some of them
tight. We talked about that a long time ago.
We did. Buy yourself some of them tight Lycra pants and come on, let's go.
Dude, that's just wrong.
As long as you do this at night, I think.
There's about
at night, yeah. Like midnight.
Right now, there's about 10,000 people listening that are thinking like, oh my gosh.
They're going to start.
That's something I'm not going to be able to unsee.
Yeah, to pay you not to do that.
You know, that's not a bad fundraiser. We'll put that to the auxiliary, okay?
Okay.
Well, again, we got RCPD Director Brad Schoen in, and Brad, I'll just go ahead and apologize in advance if some of my thoughts are all over the place and I'm having trouble keeping my thoughts together. I saw Infinity War last night.
Oh, yeah? Any good?
It's epic. I don't want to spoil anything.
Don't, because I'm going to go see it.
When are you going to see it?
Before you tell me anything about it.
So are you going to see it tonight?
No, just sit over there and don't say anything.
I'm just going to say it's just like it's a lot to take in.
All right.
A lot to take in. So, but we got a lot of other things to talk about, spoiler-free things to talk about.
Spoiler-free, yeah.
For this whole hour, we've got some traffic enforcement updates you want to go over. There's the drug take-back day tomorrow, radio infrastructure, drones, budget, all sorts of stuff.
A lot of stuff going on. Yeah, so it's kind of like put it all in a hat and draw. Which one are you going to talk about first?
Let's go ahead and let's get the drug take back out of the way. That's coming up right tomorrow.
Coming up Saturday. Yeah, going to be doing it Saturday. We were just talking about it at a staff meeting earlier this week. Captain Hagerty's guys are in charge of that. The investigations crew does it. We got a couple of locations we're going to have at the mall and the police department, just like we did last time. So if you knew where they were last time, you'll know where to look this time. I suspect most people know what the drug take back day is all about, but in essence, if you got stuff sitting around the house that's outdated or you want to get rid of, or you've been through, you know, grandma's cabinet and cleaned it out, or, you know, God forbid you'd have somebody who's passed and you got a lot of medications you're trying to figure out what to do with, this is the time. So if you'll just bring them down, we'll have people there who will collect them. And, it's done in conjunction with the DEA, I believe. And they're pretty generous about it. They give us packaging and we just stick it all in a box and ship it back to them, and then they dispose of it. So, you know, people are hepped up about the way it used to be done when I was a kid, you know, just flushing that stuff down the toilet or running it down the garbage disposal. Well, that's a no-no now. You can, I suppose, but you shouldn't do that. So if you're out running to Walmart or doing your errands, or, I mean, who doesn't drive down Seth Childs at some point during the day? It seems like there's a zillion cars out there. So I'm pretty sure people line up all day long to drive down Seth Childs. Just stop at the PD, drop that stuff off. Or, like I said, if you're on the east side of town over there, drop it off, and we'll take care of it for you.
And I think you bring up a good point as far as folks advising not to flush it down the toilet or some of those things. I think the big worry about that is just, you know, why put that in water supply
if you don't
need to?
Yeah, I mean, everybody's trying to, you know, do a little better job of taking care of this planet we live on now, and that's a good thing. So to the extent that this helps, we're glad to do it. And we get, it just surprises me sometimes. We get a good amount of stuff that people drop by, and I don't know how that much excess medication gets accumulated in the city of Manhattan size over the course of a year. But it's probably like most things, you know, I mean, there's just sort of a bell curve on it. And every year you have new people who either hear about it or now their circumstances are such that they have this extra medication or this old medication. They're wanting to know what to do with it. So we're happy to help out. It's a program we've been doing for a few years. There were some difficulties with it a few years ago in terms of the the DEA and them kind of not doing some of the things they'd previously done. But that program started back up again. And kudos to ex-city and county commissioner Karen McCullough, because she was kind of on top of this and driving the train, wanting to see it happen. And so we started checking on it again, and turned out the DEA had got back in the business, and so did we. So we're happy to help. If you got extra stuff, or old stuff, rather, just bring it by.
And legal stuff.
He's
a little common sense on this one.
Yeah, well, you know, you never know. We're not going to argue if somebody shows up with some illegal product, and we might talk a little longer to them than we do to the people who are dropping off prescription bottles. But yeah.
But, you know, this is kind of an interesting thing, especially with the opiate crisis and those sort of things, when so much of that is prescription drugs. It really does make this drug take back.
Yeah, and this is why it's particularly timely. You know, I mean, I can't tell you the number of occasions that we've run into where, you know, grandma has some old pills or mom and dad have some old pills and, you know, Junior gets a hold of them. And it amazes you what those go for on the street on a per pill basis. So there's a market for that stuff. And there's a couple of incentives to get rid of it. One is it ain't doing any good sitting around your place anyway. And two is it doesn't get put to nefarious uses. So bring it by, drop it off.
And it is weird. It's just kind of weird how things are getting blurred when you talk about some of those illegal substances, then you have opiates and prescription pills that are also dangerous, yet they're legal. It's getting blurred and weird anymore.
But yeah, they're legal with prescription, like many drugs are, and then there are some, of course, that are just illegal no matter what it is you do with them. And you mentioned the opiate crisis a couple of times. It's particularly timely because, frankly, a lot of the abuse that's going on does revolve around opiates right now, and a lot of the prescription medication that's out there is opiate-based because the painkillers, that's a fairly common thing. I mean, who hasn't had a painkiller that's got some sort of an opiate base to it? Very few people. So, yeah, bring them on by, drop them off.
And we do have a phone call. Caller, you're on in focus. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning. I just wanted to ask a question about the drug take-back day tomorrow.
Sure.
First of all, we have some things, but we need to leave town about 7 in the morning. So would we be able to drop them off at the police department, or what should we do?
Well, did you, we have a, oh, their computer just died here. I was going to look
just
it up.
Turned it over. It's 10 a.m. is when it started.
Is it 10 a.m. it started? Yeah, it started at 10 a.m., but I can tell you this. If you were to come by the police department and want to turn it in before that, or like today or something, just because you're going to be out of town, just go up to the front counter, ask to speak with an officer, and tell them what it is you want and why, and they'll have somebody come in and take care of you.
Does that answer your question, caller?
I had another question.
Sure.
Go for it.
You just are taking like capsules, tablets, and patches, but you're not taking liquids or creams or gels.
Did you get that off a press release?
Yeah, I got it out of, I think I read it in the newspaper.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and part of the reason for that is because, I think I mentioned the shipping earlier. We've got to be able to package those and send them back, and there's certain restrictions there.
Okay. I just wanted to double check about that. I think it's just tablets, capsules, and patches.
Yeah. Right.
That you're taking, you can just dump them all in a bag. You don't have to.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. Separate them or anything.
Yeah. And like I said, because we're coordinated with the DEA, I'm looking at the release right now. The DEA won't accept those liquids, needles, sharps, only pills, patches, that sort of thing. And I think, you know, the reasons are obvious. We got shipping issues with sharps and liquids.
Right. Okay. Thank you so much. It's wonderful, sir.
Yep. Mm. Bye bye.
Thanks for that call. And again, phone lines are open. They'll be open the whole hour. 75-537-1350 is the number to call. And with that, let's actually go ahead and take our first break of the hour. We'll come back and talk more with the RCPD Director Brad Schoen here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
When catastrophe hits and your home or office is damaged, get 24/7 response from Restore.